good Sabbath each one today. I'll be using the clicker too. For an open passage of scripture, let's turn over to Revelation chapter 18. Thank you. Everybody hear me okay? Okay, good. Okay, here in Revelation chapter 18, this is a notable chapter because in this passage here is the one that describes the falling of Babylon. And we know Babylon is the name of the place that is usually shown to be, and it is, of course, that which the false prophets would be at. And the title of this message is Recognizing When We Are in the End Times. Are we in the end times? You look around us right now. I have to say, right now the answer is no. But what is going to happen in the next few weeks? Well, I don't know if you've watched the news at all. I actually stopped watching the news when Bill Clinton became the president, so I haven't watched the news for quite a while. But I happened to be sitting there in front of the TV set for some reason this last week, and they were talking about this ISIS stuff that's going on. But they're making it very personal because they were showing the personage that was going on, the families of the ISIS people who have had their own family members, they've had their heads cut off and all kinds of things done publicly. And we know that's wrong, first of all. And it just shows the animal-like behavior that these people can have. Now, but ISIS is really coming forward very strongly. Am I off the... Thank you. I'll try to get... Okay, there we go. You can send me some signals if you can't hear me. Go like that or something, okay? Anyway. Now, what they've seen here... And this ISIS, this is kind of a wake-up call for the United States, because the U.S. government refuses to help families who are members, who are there, captured by the ISIS members, and they're offering. Yesterday, I guess on Friday, they were supposed to kill a whole bunch of people again. I don't know if it happened or not, but in any event, we are people who, of course, are very. We are not a people who are of war. Exactly what David said there. When I speak, I'm a person in the parentage of being one who is actually I'm not a warlike person, and I don't think any of Yahweh's people are that way. So the U.S. government is refusing to even help. Why would that be? I was thinking about it. Well, I thought, well, I know what the answer is already, and the answer is that it's a political year, isn't it? They already have, I saw it the same news I was watching, they have 12 candidates, Republican candidates for the presidency, and they have, I think it was two, they had at least two Democratic candidates who are not going that way. But what you see is that, is there anything going on here that is going to cause problems in the future? I believe there is. We have the politics is involved here. I mean, politics is always bad. The worst politics you'll ever find anywhere is in religion. Number two, that has to be with politics. It's involved in these other things. For some years now, we've seen stuff like this going on. Now, the thing, and it used to always. I remember when Hillary was the. What she called herself, the vice president. You couldn't be vice president because there was already one in there. But she was going to be the extra president there. So we got two for the price of one. Well, that's ridiculous. But that's what they were putting forth. This woman doesn't know anything about it. She knows nothing about anything, really. When she was the Secretary of State, that's where that big stink was going on, when she claimed to have no money left in her accounts. But yet they checked it, and she had millions of dollars in there. What's going on there? We don't know. But I would speculate on this, that probably she is going to cause some more problems for both the Democrats and the Republicans. Because depending on what she does, and we know the Clintons did that back in the days of dirty tricks. Well, anyway, I don't want to make this a political commercial by any means. But sometimes we do need to consider these things that are going on around us. And failure to do so is going to put us in a place that... we're just not going to be ready for when the time comes. You go in Revelation 17:17. This is one of my favorite verses here, because this shows who really is in control. For Elohim hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the works of Elohim shall be fulfilled. Okay, now I'll give you the, when they give news today, because we're so stupid, we're really stupid people, I guess. So they have to always tell us what it means, right? So I'll be here to do that part tonight. I'll try to explain what this means, because, like I said, they treat the American public like we're a bunch of idiots, and we're not. You know, although they used to talk about the moral majority and all that stuff that was going on, anybody who's about my age or a little bit older or younger, you can remember those days politically whenever those people were doing stuff like that. So if you go here, again, looking at verse 17, it shows that Elohim shall be fulfilled. He is the one who's going to get things done. Now, these people, they're, again, for whatever reason, and we know that the Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, that she is responsible for this stuff. Now, let's read on here in chapter 18. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the whole earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen, has become a habitation of devils and hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. And then when that's talking here, you're just talking about these things represent something, okay? I think we understand that pretty much. We understand that. Go to verse 3 now. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich to the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. And then you read on here, and more we're seeing what's going on. The perspective we have here is, Yahweh showing us, this stuff was written, oh my goodness, at least 2,000 years ago. And, depending on who you're going to, usually people say it was John that wrote it. And it was John. It was his name anyway. But some things they don't know exactly on, but I think we're pretty close on this one. So if we consider here again, Yahweh's will is being done right now. Over here, and you can see this again in verse 2 of chapter 18. For some reason, again, this ISIS stuff is going on. And Yahweh's will is being done. But if we go to Matthew chapter 24, we want to read through a couple passages here. Like I said, I just want to give you a preparatory, I guess you could say this, preparatory sermon for the end times. Be ready for what's to happen. Okay, Matthew 24 and verse 24. Okay, it'll be 24:3. Matthew 24 and verse 3 we'll start at. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? That's getting pretty strong when it uses it. I think there are different translations do render that differently. But here it does say end of the world. And then verse 4, And Yahshua answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. And that's a verse we want to remember, because it shows there's going to be great deceivers out there. And there's some really lengthy passages in here. I don't want to go over time, but we'll try to get at least hit the facts, the real strong stuff here. Verse 5, For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah. Now, what exactly does that mean? I've always taken that to mean that when it says here, I am Messiah. that they understand that Yahshua is the Messiah. So we actually, what's showing in me here is that the people it's talking to are people who understand who the Messiah is. But, you know, these are false people that you see here, and shall deceive many, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. And if we're nation against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, and pestilences, and earthquakes, in divers places, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now we see a whole bunch of different facts being thrown at us right here. And each one of these needs to be considered. You know, I know I have not spent the time I should reading and studying my Bible as much as I should, really. And, you know, I think that's really, again, a wake-up call for all of us. Because it says in verse 10, and then shall many be offended. The people will be offended at us because we won't let loose the truth. And shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And the many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures until the end, the same shall be saved. And this good news of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. What's showing here, these verses I'm reading now have been pulled right out of the text, twisted by people, and turned into a new doctrine. And so, you know, what's Yahweh going to do here? You won't make it into the kingdom, I don't think, if you don't believe the truth. If you follow in these things, you'll be following a path that's going the wrong way. In verse 20, but many, or rather pray you therefore, your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen since the beginning of the word to this time. So that's basically what we have there. Well, again, I just wanted to hit some of these high points from the standpoint that is, as we would believe the truth, we have to understand that the truth is valuable. It's not something that we ever want to lose from. For instance, you go to Matthew chapter 13. If you want to turn over there, you can look at that. I'll let you turn over there, and I won't. But you know, all that down through there, you have what the kingdom of heaven is like. The kingdom of heaven is this, it's that, it's all these different things. And so we have to understand that what Yahshua gave here, he gave so that we could prepare ourselves for what's ahead. And anyway, I guess that's all I have for now. And so, yeah. Okay, I think I will cut it there. Have a nice spot. I can start next time I come up here, maybe.